punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Well, welcome to the Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic. Happy Cap Hour every Tuesday this time of the day. Great rains last night for the most part. I think the northwestern part of Oklahoma got a little bit, but nothing compared to the rest of the state, and it's kind of what was on prediction. But we got more chances of rain coming later on this week, so hopefully northwestern Oklahoma gets some. I had 2.1 inches at my house total for the last 2 days, and great rain there, and it looks like pretty much everybody got anywhere from Roger Mills County looks like it was anywhere from 0.3 to 1 inch down there in the far southeastern corner. I think my buddy Grimes said they got 0.6, 0.7. Eric, you're showing 1.19. Elk City showing 1.25. Hollis, Oklahoma, capital of Harmon County, 1.78 inches. They're spotty areas. It's probably, I'm reading what they actually get at the Mesonet Centers. Text line is open, 580-225-9697. Please text me in what you got and what area you're from. Far eastern Oklahoma, looks like they were getting anywhere from 3 to 4 inches in that area. So anyway, it was a great rain. Well, I was looking at something earlier, and I wanted to go over this with you on from the recent rainfall total, just to show you kind of how far behind we are in rain. Let's start with Altus. They have got so far year to date 16.98 inches. They're just about 5 inches behind what they had this time last year. Head on down to Arnett's got 15.49 inches, and this time last year they had a little over 18 inches. Beaver, Oklahoma, 12.58 inches. They're down about 6 inches, 18.63 for last year. And let's scroll on down here. I'll try to get Cheyenne, Oklahoma, 17.21 inches. They're down nearly 8 inches from last year this time. Ease on down here. Elk City, 17.29. They're down almost 10 inches from last year. They had 26.47 inches last year. Eric, you're down over 10 inches. You're almost 11 inches lower than last year, 15 inches compared to 26 inches last year. Fairview, Oklahoma, you're running about 5 inches behind from last year, 17.75 inches already this year, so 22 last year. Fort Cobb, 22.35 inches, 27 last year, almost 28 inches last year. Where's Freedom? There's Freedom, 14 inches. They're down a total 8 inches compared to last year. And then we got Hobart, almost 18 inches. You're only down about 2.5 inches compared to last year. Where else? Let's do a couple more here. Mangum, almost 18 inches. You're down 5 inches from last year. Sorry, I didn't have time to look at what norm is, but I'm pretty sure last year was a little low, but pretty close to being normal. And let's check out one more here. Woodward, 17.79 inches, down 21.87 inches last year. So anyway, we are way low. I seen some stuff. There was one right here. It's crazy how many inches of rain that they got. Where did it go? Oh, here. Broken Bow, Oklahoma. They got 60 inches of rain last year compared to 35 inches this year. I'm sure they're glad they're not got another 60 inches, because I remember that part of the state being flooded big time last year. Let's check out some of the temperatures around our listening area. Sorry, this item you requested cannot be found. Okay, let's try something different then. There we go, and then let's go to this. There we go. Me and computers. All right, Hollis, you're 60. Slap out, you're 60. Weatherford, you're the coolest in western Oklahoma as far as temperature, 58 degrees. Shamrock, Texas, you're at 61. Perryton, Texas, you're at 60. And so is Canadian, Texas. You're also at 60. And let's see, has Roosevelt got a station? No. Got close. Anyway, I'm going to say with Medicine Park, Apache, and Fort Cobb, and Hobart at 59, I'm going to guess Roosevelt at 59 degrees. I got a call this morning from Charlie Swampson with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association talking about some stuff. And speaking of that, let's look at that real quick while I got everybody's attention. Find his email here. Here it is. Tomorrow at the governor and the one running against him will be having a forum on agriculture tomorrow at the Oklahoma Farm Bureau and the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association are set to hold a candidate forum on agriculture with Governor Stitt, and candidate Joy Hoffmeister have been invited, but they're going to be there to do that. And where it will be at the Prairie Building at the Comanche County Fairgrounds in Lawton, Oklahoma, tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 o'clock. That should be a good one, because that's a really tough race going on right now in Oklahoma, and I'm going to say it could go either way on that deal. Michael Kelsley, Executive Vice President for the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, believes this is going to be a tremendous opportunity for people in rural areas to hear more from the candidates on issues that are most relevant to them, things like drought, rural economic development, medical marijuana grow license, rural broadband, as well as their view of what the future of agriculture in rural Oklahoma looks like. Again, the Oklahoma Farm Bureau and the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association are hosting this tomorrow at 11:30 to 1 o'clock. So anyway, it's wet. If you want your voice to be heard, it might be a good time to visit Lawton, Oklahoma, and go down there and sit down and give them your what you think's going on. Ron Hayes will be hosting the event, which will be great. He's good at that. And so anyway, be interesting to see what comes out of that tomorrow, because it's very important, because there's so much crap going on in the agricultural world right now. You know, we're having issues with fertilizer prices, and here we are exporting the stuff instead of leaving it at home here where we know we need it, and we need prices to be cheaper. So we export it because there's a shortage in Europe and they're willing to pay high prices. But I don't know, forget about the little old rancher and farmer here in the United States and give it to them over there in Europe when we need it just as bad as they do, and at a reasonable price where we can make it. Because I got a bad, bad feeling of what's going to happen to small producers, ranchers, or farmers in the near future, just because of this input cost that's going on fertilizer, seed, wheat, anything, seed going on, chemicals, equipment. I mean, it's just taking tens of thousands of dollars to operate something that could be way cheaper going on with that. The text line's lighting up. 0.4 at Roll, half inch at Leedy. We got 1 inch at Willow, almost 2 inches down there by Hollis. So anyway, good rain. Speaking of rain, let's look at the crop progress that's going on with the amounts of rainfall that was reported last week. Not this week, but according to the drought monitor, we talked about this, 100% of the state experienced moderate drought to exceptional drought, unchanged from the previous week. Statewide temperatures averaged in the upper 50s. Topsoil and subsoil moisture conditions are rated mostly very short to short. There was about 6.6 days suitable for field work. In the small grains, winter wheat planted has reached 72%. That's up 1 point from the previous year, but down 5 points from normal. The winter wheat that has emerged has reached 40%, and that's down 10 points from the previous year and down 21 points from normal. Canola planted reached 65%, up 4 points from the previous year and up two points from normal. Rye planted reached 40%. That's down 5 points from the previous year and down 32% from normal. This is in Oklahoma. Oats planted reached 35%, up 8 points from the previous year, up 2 points from normal. Row crops. Corn harvested in Oklahoma has reached 82%. That's up 2 points from the previous year and up 5 points from normal. Sorghum harvested reached 55%, up 2 points from previous year and up 1 point from normal. Soybeans are dropping leaves in Oklahoma, reached 84%. That's up 5 points from the previous year, up 8 points from normal. Soybean harvest has reached 40%. Peanuts matured 91%, up 10 points from the previous year, up 8 points from normal. Peanuts harvest has reached 45%, up 13 points from the previous year, up 3 points from normal. Cotton bolls opening reached 95%, up 1 point from previous year and up 1 point from normal. Cotton harvested 21%. That's up 4 points from previous year, but unchanged from normal. Pasture and livestock, as we all know, pasture and range conditions were rated at 77%, very poor to poor. Livestock condition was rated at 77%, fair to good. So anyway, that's what's happening there. When I come back, we're going to talk a little bit about livestock. I got some special guests for you guys today from Woodward be on with me. One of them, I think, has the new grand champion state record pumpkin. And we want to talk about a little bit about master gardening for one segment of the show. And I got some more updates for you from OCA because there's some meetings going on, and I'll get to you right after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
The one thing that I love more than anything is when I have a patient in the chair and they're like, wow, nobody has ever told me that before. It's just taking the time to explain things. I am the biggest dental nerd you'll ever meet because I love going to classes, so I'm always focused and dedicated to continuing education. I do all your general dentistry stuff. I also do implants. I do ortho. And I've just had lots of patients like, wow, nobody has ever told me this before. My name is Jamie Cameron, and I am a dentist in Weatherford at 129 North Bradley, a block north of Brahms. Also at Liberty Dental in Carnegie on Main Street, right next to the movie theater. JamieCameronDDS.com. You can also visit us on our Facebook page, Jamie Cameron DDS, where we treat you like family and do life-changing dentistry.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Good afternoon, all you great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, October 24th. 1,978 head were sold, 13 head of steers at 430 brought 207, 5 at 509 brought 184, 16 at 529 brought 181, 14 at 565 brought 175, 5 at 579 brought 170, 3 at 667 brought 144, 4 at 793 brought 171, 13 head of heifers at 438 brought 176, 9 at 507 brought 157, 3 at 570 brought 145. 4 at 646 brought 153, 3 at 665 brought 167, 18 at 669 brought 166.50, 4 at 1023 brought 130. Butcher cows were 7 to 80, butcher bulls brought 35 to 108, bred cows were 900 to 1375. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
When you shop locally for Christmas, you not only give, you receive. You receive great service from people who know you, and you receive the added value of helping our local economy. Shop locally this year. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
The gift you get from giving, not the one you receive.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic Happy Hour. Cap Happy Hour, that is. 63 degrees. The winds are out of the west, northwest at 8 miles an hour. Actually a gorgeous day out there after we got plenty of rain. Looks like we got a really good shot of rain for all of Western Oklahoma coming up this Thursday night into the Friday morning. So anyway, I'll have your Long Ranger forecast coming up for you next segment for Northwestern Oklahoma. Speaking of some cattle, let's check out what the futures are on cattle. Live cattle, October 151.70, December 153.35, February 156.75, April 159.25. Feeder cattle, only thing in the green on the cattle livestock deal is October 176.95, 178.97 for November. Hogs, 87.55 for December, 90 for February, 93.37. This is kind of depressing for me, and one of the cotton farmers said this. Cotton for December, 76 cents, and cotton for March is 75 cents. So I text a couple of my cotton buddies, and one of them didn't know exactly why the cotton prices were going backwards. He just said, I don't know, it's depressing, and it's a true story. And I ask another one over there from the Delhi area. He says the world economy sucks and China and the USA is in a recession. The demand is high, but nobody can afford it because the consumers are not buying it. And there you have it. That's coming from two farmers, cotton farmers, and not coming from somebody that thinks they know what they're talking about. How's that? So anyway, just not a good deal going on with the cotton right now. And you would think when most of the, especially Texas, Southern Plains, includes Oklahoma and Texas, with the cotton not being very good this year, that prices would be higher, but it's not. And said it how it was. You know, we're in a recession, and just things, ain't nobody letting loose some money buying stuff that they don't need and stuff. But speaking, here's what was shipped out last week in the cotton sales anyway. For net export sales for the week ending on October 13 was 87,100 bales, number 480-pound bales. This brings the total to 22-23 sales to about 8.7 million bales. Total sales at the same point in 2021 and 22 marketing year were about 8.5 million bales. So we're a couple million, or not a couple million, but about 200,000 bales ahead. Total new crop for the 23-24 sales are already at 1.1 million. Shipments last week was 171,100 bales, bringing total exports to the date to 2.5 million bales, compared with the 2.0 million bales at comparable point in the 21-22 marketing year. So there you go with your cotton update. Hopefully something will change and things will get better, but it won't be a quick fix. Well, so yesterday after I left the station, I thought, man, the wind's blowing a little bit. Sand dries out pretty quick, and I go over there and bale up some peanut hay because you can bale it pretty dry. Well, anyway, I went and baled one. When I stopped to wrap it, I knew I was done. And I was on my way over there, and when I pulled in the field, I was talking to Lori Campbell up at Arnett about some OCA stuff coming up. And anyway, she could hear me clank around in the tractor getting ready and all this other. I actually just, she texted me earlier, but I wanted to call and see how she was recovering, because I know she's a hyper woman and patience is probably not her best thing to be operating on when you're down from having surgery. So anyway, I got one baled, and it was wrapping. It felt like a rock in that baler. So anyway, I only got one baled. Then Bobby texted me this morning, and he said it was all his truck could do to get that one out of the field. So anyway, it'll probably mold. Who knows? Had to try it. You never know. Peanut hay has got to be the most difficult hay out there to bale. I mean, you almost want it to be misting, foggy, and just get it, because it's so dry when it comes out of the back of the thrasher. And Gary Ripto and I was talking about this the other day. Used to, you could bale right behind the thrasher. And it seems like last 4 or 5 years, you know, we've had to wait for it to go in its case as much as it could. But it's just times are changing, humidity. But with these rains we've been having, it might be baling right behind the thrasher this year. We won't know until we get there, because I'm thinking it's going to be a few days before they can get back in the field and get back at it, because it's got to be dry. Well, looks like crude oil is creeping back up. Natural gas is hanging in there between $5.50 and $6. And let's see, corn futures, December, $6.83. They're up. March is $6.89, so is May. Soybeans, $13.80 for November. January, $13.90. Soybean meal, December, $414.40 for a short ton. January is $407.20, and March is $398.30 a short ton. Soybean oil, December, $71.71. January, $69.06. March, $66.41. Hard red winter wheat, December, get back here, just updated on me, $9.36, and March is $9.35. Oats, December, $3.55, March, $3.64. Well, Stockman's Veterinary Clinic is serving all farmers, ranchers, and pet owners in Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle in their newly remodeled and updated clinic at 1019 South Main Street in Elk City. Easy to find. Dr. Taylor Mouse is providing all large animal services, including bovine and equine surgery, ultrasound, digital x-ray, equine dentistry, herd health, bovine embryo transfer, and AI programs, as well as all your sheep, goat, and pig veterinarian health needs. Yeah, I mean, also, you know, some of your kids got a bad tooth and you can't get an appointment at the dentist, you can always stop them off at the vet, put them in the head gate, be probably a lot cheaper. I don't know. Better call for an appointment, though. Stockman's also features a pull-through unloading, a brand-new hydraulic tilt gate, tilt chute on-site for cattle, as well as a heated indoor OB large animal surgery suite with indoor stalls and outdoor pen space for inpatient treatment. Small animal services include routine checkups, vaccinations, boarding with indoor-outdoor runs, full surgery with gas anesthesia, including C-sections and pet dental needs, and an on-site laboratory with digital x-ray. Also scheduling farm calls and providing 24-hour emergency service for all species. call 580-225-0200 or stop by and let Dr. Taylor Mouse and her professional staff provide for you and your animals. They do care, and it shows. You can get on their website. If you haven't met Ronnie before, that's her, Dr. Mouse's right-hand lady. She's quite a character. They've been talking about her on social media here the last few days. So get on there and check out Ronnie. She is a hand, and she's not scared. She runs the head gate when they come out and preg check or do whatever we do out here west of town. But anyway, good people, really good people, and give them a try. She sent me a Snapchat Saturday. She was down at Hollis. I guess the vet was gone down in that area, so she was down there working cattle or whatever she was doing down there. I don't remember, but anyway, she's been a go-getter since she opened that vet clinic, and she knows, I honestly think she knows what she's doing. Anyway, when we get back, I'll have some gentlemen on here from Woodward, Oklahoma, on the show with me for a segment, and we'll talk about some pumpkins and this butternut squash that he just set. He's top 10 worldwide and state record in Oklahoma. We'll talk about that a little bit. And plus, they got a pumpkin drop coming up in Woodward. And we'll discuss all that coming up here in the next segment.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
I'm not a marshmallow guy, so I was skeptical. But all of my doubts evaporated as soon as I took a bite. The dough was so light, it was like biting into air. Exactly 1/100th of a second later, two wonderful sensations attacked my taste buds. The frosting on top and the cream in the middle. The frosting wasn't something out of a box or off the shelf at the grocery store. It was rich and smooth. And the cream in the middle was not the sticky, stringy marshmallow I was expecting. Can marshmallow really taste this rich and creamy? I devoured it with a big smile on my face. This was my first encounter with the Fuzzy Long John at Sleeps Bakery in Clinton. Many of you already know the legend of Sleeps. For those of you who don't, get ready to taste what a donut should be. Dine in or walk up on Gary Boulevard in Clinton between Dollar Tree and Dollar General. Coming soon to Elk City at the former Sugar Shack location. Sleeps Bakery. Donuts, light as air, frosted with magic.
Good afternoon, all you great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, October 21st. 2,227 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 469 brought 185. 7 at 506 brought 173. 11 at 538 brought 159.50. 7 at 589 brought 145. 3 at 667 brought 137. 13 at 678 brought 172.50. 10 at 821 brought 155. 12 head of heifers at 394 brought 176. 6 at 428 brought 167. 10 at 476 brought 164, 4 at 499 brought 155, 13 at 541 brought 159.50, 4 at 573 brought 143, 5 at 647 brought 145.50. Butcher cows were 10 to 78.50, butcher bulls brought 54 to 107, bred cows were 600 to 1325, pairs brought 850 to 1335. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
When somebody has a claim, all they have to do is call our office. That's it. Tell me what happened, and then after that, we turn it into our claims department. We don't ask you to go out and take photographs of your vehicle. We don't ask you to do anything through an app. We turn that claim in, and our adjusters will contact you, and then we send somebody out to look at the vehicle. No matter where it may be, if you're at work, you know, we coordinate to fit your schedule. If it's something on your home, the adjuster will come out, basically do an assessment of the damage, but it's all in our hands at that point. You know, the customer's not asked to do anything. We're not going to ask you to go get any estimates or download any app. take pictures, upload all that. That's our job. We take care of every bit of that.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, currently here in Woodward at the airport, it's 62 degrees. The winds are out of the northwest, northwest, 14 miles an hour, 20 mile an hour gust. Forecast today 69, tomorrow mostly sunny and 69. Thursday, a 20% chance of showers during the day with a 69 high temperature. Thursday night, 70% chance of rain. Friday, 40% chance of rain with 57 as a high, and Saturday 63 and mostly sunny. So looks like you guys, we got another chance coming up there pretty quick. So, but on the phone with me right now from Woodward, Oklahoma, I have Mr. Brian Baker and Mr. Russell Fanning on here. And so are you guys, welcome to the show. But you guys, am I going to describe you right? Are you master gardeners?
I don't know about master gardeners. We're definitely giant pumpkin growers.
Russell or Brian, you was telling me something about the coming up is the pumpkin drop. When's that coming up in Woodward? Are you there? Russell, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. It's this coming Thursday in 2 days at 6:30 Woodward Main Street.
I got you. And how's this drop work? Are they dropping it out of helicopters?
No, I believe it's a 100-foot crane. I've actually not ever gone before, but I saw some video and it looks pretty neat.
Oh, they there's a you're not going to be dropping 400 pounders, are you?
I don't know. I don't actually know the schedule. I know that we're dropping Brian's 500 pounder, my 1100 pounder, and then we have some other pumpkins we might drop. I'm not sure on the plan. I'm just kind of winging it.
You're just kind of winging it. Well, they.
Yep.
Well, they're. What was, I didn't get a chance to get back with you guys after the state fair, but was the new state record pumpkin, did it happen?
Yes. I ended up breaking the state record. It was formerly 1,097, and ours weighed in at 1,172, so we were successful.
Wow. Say those numbers again. What was that?
The new state record is 1,172 pounds.
Holy crap, that's a lot of pumpkin. What'd you do with it?
I actually sold it to Kenny Farms out by Woodward. They were kind enough to make me a good offer on it, and Brian met me halfway over, and it's been on display alongside his Howard Dill Award winning prettiest pumpkin at Kenny Farms. And you're actually allowed to sit on them and take pictures and things like that.
Well, that sounds cool. That's a big. What did it measure around diameter wise?
I think it was 11'8". I can't quite remember. It was on a 4-foot by 4-foot pallet, and it was overhanging on all four sides just a little bit.
I gotcha. Well, there's congratulations on growing that pumpkin. Now, are these hybrid? Are these hybrids? The seeds in them, you can't replant them. Is this correct, or am I wrong?
No, you can replant them. I'm actually really looking forward to getting my seeds back on Thursday.
I gotcha.
Our genetics are key. You can buy, just from whatever store, giant pumpkin seeds, and they might get 150, 200 pounds, but these are competitive genetics, and they really make all the difference.
Well, can people purchase those from you? Are you going to sell any? Are you one of those guys that worry about somebody breaking your record?
No. I'm kind of an open book, and I don't have a whole lot of secrets, and everyone knows exactly what seeds I used and where to get them. But no, I'll probably donate quite a few seeds to our Oklahoma Giant Pumpkin Growers Club, and they'll be auctioning them off this winter, and I may privately sell some also.
Okay, I got you. Well, if anybody wants to get a hold of any of these seeds, how would they go about doing it?
The best way to do it is get on Facebook and join the Oklahoma Giant Pumpkin Growers. That's where we all kind of talk and meet and discuss things. It's real friendly. I mean, yes, we're competing against each other, but we're all trying to help each other out. The former state record holder was giving me tips on how to beat her this year. So, I mean, it's...
Yeah, and she's from down here in Elk City, isn't she?
Yeah, Amber Harrison.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Man, and that cantaloupe she grew this summer was unreal. I don't remember, 38 pounds, 3 ounces or something like that. I went and helped her weigh it in. But anyway, that cantaloupe feed a big old family. So.
Yeah, it was real cool.
Well, again, congratulations on the state record pumpkin, and we look forward to hearing what you guys are, how it's progressing next year. I'm going to take an early break so I can get back to Brian because I lost him in the call, and I don't know why. And I'll get back with him and get to talk about a little bit about his that one pumpkin he got. So anyway, we'll get back with him, and congratulations again.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. We're going to take a break. Come back. I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you, and I'll see if I can get Brian back on the phone.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I funked up. My kitchen stinks. Now that dinner burnt up.
Gross.
Funked up. Room smells so bad, she hit me with the breakup.
Damn, son.
Anyone got Febreze? I funked up. Forgot today was trash day and it stunk
y'all
up.
You can undo those odors, right?
Yeah. You just spray. And all the motors go away. With Febreze, yeah, you just spray. And all the problems go away.
Rewind.
Breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.
Red Angus is probably most commonly known for the maternal breed. More maternal type cows. A heifer lays down, has a calf. She goes over and gets the calf up instantly, and the calf goes to nursing, and they're very protective of their calves too. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a Hughes trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
Stylish office decor to turn my finished basement into a complete workspace solution.
Staples has you covered.
A desk that's all business, but not too businessy.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now at Staples, save 25% on all desks, storage and filing products, chair mats, lighting, decor, and desk accessories when you buy a chair. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples. The Working and Learning Store ends 10/29. In-store only, exclusions apply.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom backs. Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Currently here at the Elk City Mezzanette, we got 65 degrees. The winds are out of the northwest, 11 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 14. Not too bad. Not too bad. A day going on here also. Today, sunny, 68. Windy. Tomorrow, winds will be out of the switch from out of the south, southeast, and it'll be sunny in 67. Maybe we can get some peanuts harvested Thursday, see what happens with 2 days of sunshine. Thursday, rain showers likely. 70% chance. Friday, 40% chance of rain showers. And then Saturday, looks great. 62. Start out kind of chilly, but ends up being a great day. Well, before I get back here, I got Brian Baker from Woodward back on the phone with me. But before I do, a quick update for you guys. Tonight, over there at the Custer County Fairgrounds in Clinton, the Custer County Cattlemen's will be reorganized, or are having a reorganization meeting there. So that'll be at 6:30 tonight. And then next week, the October 31st, which I guess that'll be Monday, won't it? Northwest Oklahoma Cattlemen's is having their annual meeting, banquet, and trade show that starts at 5 o'clock. The meal is at 6:30, and it will be there at the Woodward Convention Center there. And also coming up Tuesday, November 1st at Fairview at the Fairview Livestock Commission. They'll be having a fall gathering for the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Also Thursday, November 3rd. That's Tuesday, November 1st at the Fairview Livestock Commission. What time is that? Doesn't say here. Anyway, I'll get back with you on that one. And then next Thursday on November 3rd near Burns Flat, hosted by none other than the Davis Angus Cattle Company, they'll be having a gathering there. And then Thursday, November 17th, up here at Durham at the Metcalf Museum, they'll be having that on the 17th of November on a Thursday. I'll keep you guys updated, and I'll even post that on our Facebook page later on today so you know when it's coming up. Well, Mr. Baker, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Sorry about that. I have no reason why it dropped your call from the station here, because it kept Russell on. But anyway, we were talking about the pumpkin drop coming up. Tell us all about that.
So it'll be our second annual. Last year we just dropped two of my pumpkins, a 830-pounder, and then the Girl Scouts grew a pumpkin. I taught them how to grow and for the season, and got to help get them their gardening badge. And then they dropped their pumpkin. And so this year we bought Russell's pumpkin so we could have the state record. So it's the largest pumpkin ever grown in the state of Oklahoma. We'll be dropping it from 80 feet. And the sound that it makes when it hits the ground and splits open is crazy.
I bet it is. So who cleans the mess up?
We have a bunch of volunteers. Like last year, I went out after we did the drop and kind of talked to the crowd for a minute. As soon as I turned around, it was all already picked up. So,
oh, good. What's people will be going after those seeds, aren't they?
Well, Russell and I will both be harvesting our seeds. So, because this year I've been using World Class Gardening. That's where I buy my seeds. And I sent him a picture of the 525 HD winner, and they emailed me back about a month later and asked if I wouldn't mind letting them start carrying my seeds. And they want me to sell my seeds through their website
for
$30 a seed.
Whoa.
So I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, well, I guess I said whoa when you said $30, but when you grow a 400 to 500 pound pumpkin, that's better than buying $20 worth of seeds and growing 101 pound pumpkins or 500 1-pound pumpkins. Man, that's a big pumpkin. That's all I can say.
I mean, these seeds can go up for even $250 for a single seed. So $30 in this game is not that bad, but my seed that I even used to grow that with was $40 for a single seed. So, and they could have up to 1,000 seeds in there, but of course the business, the company, World Cost Gardening, they get a percentage, you know, so it's not like I'll be making that per seed, but it's still like I said, I've been using that that company for 5 years to buy my seeds from them and bought books from them. And so to get to start selling my seeds through their website, I mean, that's a blessing right there.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a, and you need to text that to me so I can post it on our social media site, but if you don't mind, please. Back to dropping this pumpkin this year. That's how what'd that pumpkin weigh again?
525.
All right. So what's the impact area of that pumpkin? I mean, how far back are you going to clear people out without getting pumpkin all over their face?
I think we're at like 20 feet away, 30 to 20 feet.
Not much room for error there, is there?
maybe a little further. They take care of. They've got that all taken care of.
I know. It was just something to be funny to talk about, because I could just, because that's gonna be loud, because you're dropping it on asphalt, I'm assuming, or just grass.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of Main Street, 11th and Main. That's where it'll be happening.
And again, tell people where that'll be and what time.
It will be at 6:30 in Woodward, Oklahoma, at 11th and Main Street.
All right. Well, back to you. You sent me a text the other day. You grew a 75-pound butternut squash. Is that for real?
Yes, sir, and that's the seventh largest ever in the world.
Yeah, I guess so. And then what was the current record here in Oklahoma?
I think like 21 pounds.
Well, you blew that out of the water.
Yeah, by Dan Snyder, I think 2 years ago. I think he grew that in 2021.
I'll be darned. That's a big squash. Anyway, I'm gonna have to. Are you gonna sell some seed out of that?
Yeah, I'll definitely be selling seeds out of that, and I'll probably also, like Russell, have them on the Oklahoma Giant Pumpkin Grower. So anybody that's in there,
okay, cool,
will definitely take care of them first and give them seeds first before we start selling and doing all that. That's what I like to do to keep these genetics around here.
That'd be great, because my father-in-law is a garden nut, you want to call him that, and I'm not sure he's listening, so he's probably, I'm surprised I haven't even already got a text from him. Where do you get them seeds? So anyway, but no, he lives up there by Garber, so I'm going to make sure he knows how to get a hold of, because I want to get some watermelon seeds from you guys. Because you grow, what was the watermelon weights on those at the state fair this year? You remember?
Jack and Kent Waddell with Grow Jack Outdoors, and they're amazing. And he's getting his own genetics now, so he's using his own seeds. And he's still bringing in 130, I think he had a 145-pounder or 150, I think what it was.
Awesome.
But he turned in, him and his dad both turned in one, and I think it was like 148, or I didn't write it down. I wasn't ready for the watermelon question.
I know. I was, you know me, I'm pop. I just thinking, because we, you know, we like to grow watermelons down here in the sand down here along the North Fork of the Red River. It's real sandy, so it'd be great to grow some of those, and maybe we can grow enough of those that the coyotes and deers and raccoons can chew on one and leave the rest of them alone for a while.
And, well, Jack, Jack and Kent Waddell with Grow Jack Outdoors. That's our watermelon guys. All that's right. Who you need to get a hold of if you want to learn or know anything about watermelons.
What's the state record watermelon? Do you know top of the head?
I think it's like we used to own the world record at one point in time, so it's like 240, 249. Somewhere in there. Back in 1986, we had the world record watermelon for several years.
Huh, crazy. Well, anyway, it's interesting talking to you guys, and congratulations on the state record butternut squash, and also seventh biggest ever grown in the world. That's something to add to your record.
And I think the butternuts are just getting started, and hopefully it'll be a GPC category before long. A lot of the guys are just starting to grow them because, you know, the records are so high on, you know, a watermelon, the pumpkin. Squash and the pumpkins.
Yep.
So everybody's kind of trickling out to the butternut because they see it's easy to grab. So I bet in the next 2 years we'll be seeing 200-pound butternut squash.
Wow. So you just you guys are just, what, tinkering with the genetics just a little bit?
Yep, just biggest times the biggest, and then see what you can do with them in California, see what he's doing with them in Tennessee, you know, and because environment and location does matter.
Right. Well, we got a few minutes left here. When you're messing with the genetics on, let's say, a pumpkin or butternut squash, what is a normal butternut squash weigh normally?
Like 2.5 pounds.
All right. So how did you get yours up to 75 pounds?
I got seeds from Chris Brown, who broke the world record in 2020. And he started a little deal, gave out all his seeds. He has his own group called, what's it called? I can't even think of the name now. Dang it. Anyway, he has his own group. And then he gave out a bunch of seeds to everybody, started his own little competition on the butternut, and had a payout for whoever could beat his world record. And now he's been beat 2 years in a row. His 55-pounder is even shoved out of the top 10 in 2 years.
Wow. And what was the payout?
I don't remember. I think it was some free seeds and...
It was just for fun, basically.
Yeah, basically for fun. And there was a little bit of money tied to it, but it was 2 years ago, and so I can't really remember what all was given away. I know there was seeds and some others, and I know there was cash to it, but I can't recall.
I got a text message in here for you. Just wondering, how do you pick up and transport these giant pumpkins?
We have what we call a lifting strap. And it goes all the way around the bottom through like ratchet strap type straps, the bottom end's open, and then we have a string that goes all the way around the bottom, and then we cinch it back into itself, and then once we pick it up that way, we check the bottom, then we put them on pallets and just move them around on pallets after that.
Yeah, once you get them on a pallet, you leave them on a pallet, I'm assuming.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Unless you're putting them on scales, then you have to pick them up with the lifting strap.
I got you. Have you ever broke a big one?
I have not. I have not ever dropped one and broke one. Last year at our weigh off, they did drop a 1,400 or a 1,500 pounder and cracked it, but it was the grower's fault. So it was not our fault.
Oh, well, that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, has there ever been any fist fights up there, being uncareful with somebody's pumpkin?
No, because we are very careful with them. We, as growers ourselves, we're the one helping moving the pumpkins around, and so we know what it goes into, so we are very careful. And then we also, like, hey, you hold the rope. This is your pumpkin. You know, so if you drop it, it's on you.
Yeah, I bet so. Well, that's interesting. Well, Brian, thank you so much for coming on, and congratulations on your butternut squash. And we're going to be paying more attention to what's going on because I'm going to get my hands on some of that myself. And pumpkin.
You're in our club, aren't you?
Yes, I am. And
I
want to focus on the watermelons because I don't know what I'd do with a 1,500-pound pumpkin. Feed the deer.
I hear that. So I have one more thing about the butternut. Chris Castor, he's real big. He's helped with the drone. He's built the drone festival and done a lot of things here in Woodward. He's going to 3D carve it, and we're going to unveil it at the pumpkin drop.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it'll be really awesome. I don't know if anybody's ever looked at the 3D carved pumpkins or squash, but it's amazing.
It is. I have. I don't know if it was him that done it, but I've seen some of the 3D. It's really cool. They come up with some really good, just cool stuff. How's that?
Yes, sir.
So anyway, well, thanks again. And this will be Thursday at what time?
6:30, but dress your kids up for the trick-or-treat Main Street. It starts at 5, and then there's a pet parade at 5:30, and then the pumpkin drop will be at 6:30, and it'll be a smashing good time, so come out.
Yeah, that's putting it bluntly right there. So anyway, well, thanks, Brian, again.
Thank you.
All right, that's it for today. 1,500-pound pumpkin pie. We need to make one. Anyway, hope you guys enjoyed today. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, and we'll see you guys tomorrow. God bless.
Cool country.
I love the nonstop music.
I love your music because it's such a wide range.
This is KECO, Elk City.